from his eyes. His limbs are decorated with perlations, which defeats the beauty of clusters of cadaver flowers. His entire body is moist with perspiration, as he performs kirtan loudly with his arms raised in the air. Oh, when will that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again become the object of my interest?
Jiva Goswami was the one and only Diksha disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami. He served the lotus feet of Sri Rupa with such selfless and unprecedented ruckiness that Srila Rupa Goswami was pleased to bestow upon him all transcendental treasure.
Very attentively. If one wants to follow the path of bhakti, he must first become a suitable candidate. By controlling the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, he should unequivocally give up all those things unfavorable to bhakti, such as overeating, endeavoring in activities which are not in connection with bhajan, speaking about mundane subject matters, following rules and regulations only for the sake of following them, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scripture and working in a whimsical way. He should not associate with materialistic persons who are not interested in devotion, and he should give up all greed. In addition to this, he should adopt the same four activities. One should always be very enthusiastic and joyful in devotional service. And one should have firm faith in the words of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Yes, if I follow the word of my Guru, it is certain that I must attain the lotus feet of my beloved Radha and Krishna. If there is any delay in attaining one's goal, then one should be very patient and not lose enthusiasm. One should try to follow all the anchors of bhakti such as Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smaranam. He should pull up the association of non-devotees and maintain his life following the example of our previous acharyas. One should try to have a deep loving relationship with Vaishnavas. The signs of this love are giving gifts and receiving gifts, revealing the mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially. You should also give some Mahaprasad to the Vaishnavas, and afterwards you should take their vessels. If anyone chants the name of Krishna, even once, you should think, he is my own family member, and honor him within your heart. But if someone has diksha, and he has some mandal dharam, he realizes his relationship with Krishna, and his anarts have gone far away, then you should give dandavat pranam to him, and honor him in the heart, both at once. But if any Vaishnava is observing bhajan, always remembering the after Kaviya Leela of Radha and Krishna, then you should serve that person with great faith. The desire, the association of such a person is very desirable. Such Vaishnavas are always in a transcendental position. If it seems that they have any fault in their body, such as a low birth, invalidity, disease, old age, or bad complexion, we cannot see these things. If it appears that in their behavior there is some fault, that they are sometimes angry, or they become tired, never see these things. The Vaishnava is always transcendental. Just like the Ganges River, in the rainy season, it becomes filled with foam and bubbles and mud. But you should always know, the Ganges is liquefying Brahma, always transcendental. The name, form and qualities of Krishna are very sweet like sugar candy. But those whose tongues are afflicted by the joys of ignorance cannot taste that sweetness. But how wonderful it is, by very carefully chanting the name of Krishna every day with great honor, some taste will come in the tongues and the disease of abuse will go far away. The essence of all advice is that one should spend one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nightly chanting, remembering the main form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna. In this way, one should engage the tongue and the mind. One should reside in Vrindavan and perform bhajan under the guidance of a devotee who is very deeply attached to the service of Radha and Krishna, both externally and internally. O Jiva, you should know that Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha. But this Vrindavan is superior even to Mathura, because it is a place where Krishna performs his Rasa-lila. And superior to this Vrindavan is Giriraj Govardhan, because it was raised by the divine hand of Krishna and performed his very loving pastimes there. And highest of all is Sri Radha Kunj. What intelligent person would not desire to reside and perform devotional service on the banks of Radha Kunj, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Those who engage in fruited activities in this world are quite foolish. But those who follow the Vedas are superior to them. Among them, those who have some jnana, some knowledge, are favored by Krishna. But those who give up all jnana to engage in bhakti are higher. Among all the devotees, those who actually have prema, like Narada, they are higher still. And among all the devotees who have prema, the gopis of Vrindavan, they are the highest of all. Kajiva, among all the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika is supermost. Just as Radhika is dear to Krishna, her mate, Sri Radhakund, is also dear to him. So who will not desire to reside on the bank of Radhakund and in a transcendental body, surcharged with ecstatic bhava, will render service in the Aptakalya Lila of Radha and Krishna? All the sages say that Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radhika herself. So what to speak of the ordinary sadhak, it is very difficult to attain, even for great sages like Sanat and Sanatan Kumar. If one simply bathes once in the water of Radha Kund, then the transcendental plane will be raised within their heart.
To the world the ultimate pinnacle of devotion. He constantly wept tears of anguish, feeling the intense burning of separation from the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Sometimes he would appear to be lifeless and hardly breathing when totally absorbed in Antaraganga, internal consciousness. And at that time, fully oblivious to the external world, he would render service to Srimati Radhika in his eternal spiritual form as her dear one, Kaliyadasi, Sri Rupa Bhaktari.
Vrindavane viharato yake nikumpre Vajjani papura kautuka vishramena Chandra jayat yuvayo varanar vinda Chandram videhi mai devi kripam
sasindha. Oh baby Srimati Radhika, I know you are here. I'm walking through this kunj, hand in hand with Sri Krishna. At that time, your hearts are overwhelmed with curiosity to taste each other's beauty and sweetness. Oh, Srimati Radhika, when will you be kind to me and give me the darshan of your true lotus faces at that time?
Devika Kumbhara Jaya Chavacha Yate Vipatya Bhuti Danda Vidrupta Khani Asya Vatara Mahudasya Vilakya Chitta Chanda Vikre Jagade Dharanam Yudam.
Oh Devi, oh Srimati Radhika, I fall on the ground again and again. My voice is choking, and my words are coming out like a stream of nonsense. I know that I am so unqualified, but please accept me as your maid servant. When will I delight you by dressing you in a colored sari? And when will I remove the ankle bells from your lotus feet and then take you so that you can meet with Krishna in a splendid kunj for your avatar?
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, yes. and the left hand other. And Srimati Radhika Arasya is great from it. Also, Khanja Krishna Dara. This is all my part of it. From the offensive. They never wanted to play Delhi offensive. But unwillingly, by his action, consequently, that he thought that, oh, Rupa Goswami has lost on me for my life's length. Rupa Goswami can never do any offense. But he still, by his activity, he gave consequences of our work. Some part of it is inside. Rupa Goswami went here. He was doing high class of bhajan, but he never wanted to displease him or to make of it. But he is remembering what and he becomes quite spontaneous love and all remembrance are not coming as so. Then, with the help of Sanatana Goswami, he discovered his offense. Not offense, but he like offense apart. And he went there and he begged his money. Then, Krishna asked you that I have an offense, I have an offense. And then, all so if you have done any offense, I mean, you have not been into offense, but if offense is done, so how class of so we should see us there. Be careful always for Vaishnava offense. Never make any offense, even in dream, what should I do? So we should take all these relations from all these very painful drama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of life.
Hey, Mura. সেই মোর বাঞ্চা তিথি সেই মোর রসনিধি সেই মোর বাঞ্চা তিথি সেই মোর বেদে রাধারাম
সেই মোর বেদে রাধারাম
সেই মোর বেদে
Yeah.
Govinda